This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations, United States, and Canada appealed on Tuesday for a humanitarian pause in the Israel-Hamas war to allow safe deliveries of aid to civilians. International pressure for unimpeded aid to Gaza rose as the health ministry in the Hamas-ruled territory reported Israeli airstrikes had killed more than 700 Palestinians overnight. A ministry spokesman said it was the highest 24-hour death toll in Israel's two-week-old siege. Doctors in Gaza say patients arriving at hospitals are showing signs of disease caused by overcrowding and poor sanitation after 1.4 million people fled their homes for temporary shelters, Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
Gaza's health ministry said the number of Palestinians killed in the strikes on the Hamas-ruled enclave is approaching 6,000. The strikes began as retaliation for a lethal incursion by Hamas militants into Israel on October 7th, when more than 1,400 people were killed and over 200 taken hostage. Though families hope these temporary shelters will provide some safety from bombs, health authorities say they are perfect for the spread of sickness. Doctors have warned that critical equipment like incubators for newborns risk stopping, with hospitals running out of fuel to power their generators.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. The United States told the United Nations on Tuesday it does not seek conflict with Iran, but Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned Washington would act swiftly and decisively.
To any state or non-state actor that is considering opening another front in this conflict against Israel, or who may target Israel's partners, including the United States, don't